From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is condemning today's twin suicide bombings in Baghdad that killed at least 132 people and injured hundreds of others. NPR's Nisheen Tahiya reports the attacks, which occurred outside government buildings, were the deadliest in that city in more than 2 years.
The blast tore through the two buildings and destroyed cars and water mains. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani condemned the attacks. The violence in Iraq is the lowest it has been in years. These bombings only highlight the precarious nature of the gains made. Violence is expected to rise in the run-up to January's elections. Parliament has, in recent weeks, been deadlocked over a bill that would allow those elections to take place. Iraq's leaders said the attacks were aimed at derailing the political process. Nisheen Tahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Some lawmakers from both parties are saying that the suicide bomb attacks in Baghdad show that the security situation in Iraq is still far from stable. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas.
Iraq remains a fragile country, and that the insurgents are going to try to test the Maliki government and the Iraqi government to see whether they have what it takes, as they know we are drawing down our troops.
And Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York agrees.
Here we've had General Petraeus. He's done a very good job. Our soldiers have done a good job. We spent a lot of time there, $1 trillion, of course. Over 4,000 lives lost, and it's still not all that stable. It shows you how hard this is going to be in Afghanistan.
Schumer and Cornyn were both on NBC's Meet the Press. Clashes erupted at a Jerusalem holy site today between Muslim worshippers and Israeli police. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has the story from Jerusalem.
Israeli police twice today stormed the compound known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Palestinian youths hurled stones. Israeli police responded with stun grenades. The clashes began early in the morning after Palestinians said they had gathered to protect the compound from what they said were extremist Jewish groups trying to get in. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld says Palestinians attacked police who were on a regular patrol near the area without cause.
There were no Jewish visitors this morning on the Temple Mount, and therefore, unfortunately, it was due to the incitement that was put out. There was no reason whatsoever for disturbances this morning on the Temple Mount.
Israeli police say they arrested at least 15 people, among them the Palestinian president's advisor for Jerusalem affairs, whom they accuse of the incitement. Palestinians say the presence of the Israeli police near the shrine provoked the attacks. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A Florida philanthropist who allegedly raked in billions of dollars from the Bernard Madoff investment scam was found dead at the bottom of the swimming pool at his Palm Beach home today. Jeffrey Picower was 67 years old. Police say they're investigating the death. Picower was a longtime friend of Madoff and was being sued for $7 billion by victims of the investment scam. Madoff is serving a 150-year prison sentence. This is NPR News from Washington. Gasoline prices have jumped nearly 18 cents a gallon on average over the past 2 weeks, up to a national average of $2.66 a gallon for self-service regular. That's the biggest increase in nearly 3 months. Even with the latest rise, though, prices at the pump are about 12 cents a gallon lower than they were at this time last year. Hundreds of residents are being evacuated from Northern California's Santa Cruz Mountains. A wind-driven wildfire there has spread over 600 acres. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
The blaze erupted early Sunday morning near Watsonville, located about 50 miles south of San Jose. Officials haven't determined the cause. By mid-morning, 200 firefighters were battling the flames. Strong wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour have hampered crews. A number of roads have been closed due to the fire. A spokeswoman says CAL FIRE triggered a reverse 911 system to notify homeowners of the evacuation order. The blaze is burning near an area where a wildfire last year destroyed 29 homes and threatened a retreat center. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The American League Championship Series resumes tonight in New York. The New York Yankees hold a 3-2 lead over the Los Angeles Angels in the best-of-7 series. Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira says yesterday's rainout will not have any impact on him or his teammates.
Every game you play is important, and game one is just as important as game four, closing it out. So we want to win this fourth game, and then we'll see what happens.
Andy Pettit gets the start for the Yankees. The Angels will send 16-game winner Joe Saunders to the mound. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.